Feet washing represents a reminder of us to serve one another, and also the bread and the grape, the juice, the body and blood of the Lord, where our salvation lies, the forgiveness of sins. If we could remember those two things paramount in our lives, we'll do well. Those two things. We want to start talking about this morning the feet washing. And I want to, that's recorded in the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter. This is quite a, I believe the disciples were pretty taken back when Jesus started doing this. Here is the Son of God. They believed Him to be the Son of God, the world's Creator. And we'll start in the first verse. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. You know, the Lord, He knew He was getting ready to suffer. He knew He was getting ready to expire, die on the cross. He knew what He was getting ready to go through. And I believe in another gospel He talked about, He said, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you. To me, it was a close time. It was a solemn time. And it says, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. He loved those men. He had spent 3.5 years with them. Going different places, working together, all of their experiences together, being rejected at different places together, out on that stormy sea. You know, when you spend time with someone, you get close to them, don't you? When you go through experiences in life and you hard places together, there's a bond. There's a relationship and a bond that's formed. And I believe the Lord had that with His disciples. He loved them. And He cared for them. And it said, in supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God, and went to God, He riseth from supper and laid aside His garments, took a towel and girded Himself. After that He poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Have you ever heard of a dignitary doing that? Have you ever heard of a president or a prime minister that was wash somebody's feet? No. You don't hear that. But the Son of God did. He took a towel, girded Himself, rising from supper, laid aside His garments, took a towel. After that He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then cometh He to Simon Peter. Peter said unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do Thou knowest not now, but Thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter saith unto Him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. You know, in the natural, we kind of recognize Peter's position.
you know, Lord, I don't want you to wash. I'm not worthy for you to wash my feet. I need to be washing your feet. But you know, the Lord gave him a pretty strong reproof, didn't he? He said, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, he said, you don't have any part with me. Well, when Peter heard that, he changed his mind, didn't he? He loved the Lord. I believe he loved the Lord with all of his heart. And he said in verse 10, Jesus said to him, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Well, Jesus wasn't interested in, that wasn't his object lesson. He just wanted to impress them with a point. He goes on, he said, Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, ye are not all clean. So after that he had washed their feet, had taken his garments, was set down again. He said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. He said, yes, you said right, I'm your Lord. You've well said that. But he said, if I have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. You know, the way of the Lord in the Scriptures, it cuts across human pride. The way of the Lord does. It cuts against the pride, the upliftedness of men's hearts and minds, the big eyes, and the way of the Lord cuts against and goes against the way of the flesh and the way of pride, against the way of self-sufficiency. And I believe the Lord wants us to remember in this setting that we're here to serve one another. We're not to live this life unto ourselves. We're not to live this life following our own agenda. We're not to live this life self-centeredly and selfishly and with no concern for others. That's what this whole thing is here this morning, is that we would remember that we're here to serve one another. The richest life that we can live this morning is a life that's lived for others, in service to others. You take somebody that lives life to themselves, selfishly, following what they want, putting what they want ahead, you'll find somebody that's very miserable and unhappy. But you take someone that is concerned about the needs of others, concerned about others' welfare, and they're asking and they're looking and they're doing what they can to benefit and help other people, you'll find somebody that's happy. And you know, when it comes down to die, when we come and we come down to our end, our last, when the song we sang the other day, it mentioned, it said, when all of our hopes and dreams have come and gone, the things that are going to matter the most is not what we did for ourselves. That's what we did for other people, how we helped other people. Lord, help us to get a hold of this morning in our hearts. The devil likes to whisper and says, well, you won't be happy if you don't get your way. You won't be happy in serving others. You won't be happy in giving up your way. And you know, we have little opportunities every day that come our way to practice this, being a servant to other people. And I want to encourage us to exercise ourselves in this thoughtfulness, kindness, good manners, doing what we can to be a blessing and a help to others. I also wanted to read, there's a scripture in Isaiah 58 and 6. I wanted to read a few scriptures out of there that give I believe it was Isaiah 58 chapter and the 6th verse, but he's talking about the fast. He mentions in verse 6, he says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. This is what the Lord's desiring. Now listen to the promise he says. Then he says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, if you draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. Make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Let me stop there. Those are promises that God has given to us. And it's a formula to me for spiritual victory and success when we are willing to serve other people and willing to give ourselves to help and be a blessing to other people. That's not always easy. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes we have fears. What will they think? What will they say? You know, sometimes we don't really know how it's all going to turn out. We may have a desire to do something to help somebody, and we see there's a need, and yet we struggle, and will this work out? Can I be a help? it's difficult sometimes to put ourselves out. But oh, when we do, the Lord is pleased. You know, the Lord wants us, I thought about David. You remember David's men? David, one time he said, oh, if I could just have a drink of water from that well at Bethlehem. He was thirsty and you know, they'd been out there in the wilderness, and he said, oh, if I could just have that, just a drink. Boy, I felt that when we came here. Oklahoma has some good things, but water's not one of them. The water's, I have a hard time. We've been buying our water, and here I just turn on the deal and get it out of the well, and it tastes so good. David's men heard that. It is to me too. They heard the desire. They heard those remarks. He probably didn't even say it very loud. He just, oh, it'd been nice to have just a good drink. And his men, they put their life on the line. Went into enemy territory to get him some water from that well. And they brought it back to him. And David was, I think David probably was just probably taken back. That was an expensive drink of water. Because men's lives were on the line to get that drink of water for them. And David said, I'm not worthy. And he poured it out unto the Lord. He gave it to the Lord. Are we willing to pour ourselves out this morning? Are we willing to go a little farther than what we've gone before in our Christian life and devotion? If we're not careful, it's easy for us to put parameters on what we'll do and what we won't do. Another scripture at place that said that Christ emptied himself out, his life. He just poured it out unto others. Do you think he has any regrets that he did that? I don't believe he does either. This life is just so short. It's so temporary. Let us be encouraged today and challenged to pour our lives out for others. You children, learn how to serve others. Learn how to serve your parents. Mom and Dad, pour out, empty your life out. Give of yourself to your brothers and your sisters, and those at school. Empty yourself out and be a help and a blessing to others. Let's remember that as we go through this example of washing one another's feet that the Lord gave us. You know, when the Lord washed their feet, those disciples, they had many weaknesses. They had many shortcomings. And the Lord knew them all. And He was willing to wash their feet because He loved them. We love each other today. And as we wash one another's feet, let's be reminded that our life, we're here to serve. We're here to give. We'll receive. You know, we're not going to be left out by giving. You give your life, you give yourself. The Lord will be sure that you'll get a portion, and He's not going to leave you out. But we want to put Him first, and we want to serve Him.